Dang it. What was I saying? The human dongle.
Oh, get your finger out of my eye.
Way better now that you've stopped touching it.
Yes, I was...
Oklahoma, where the wind comes sweeping down the plain, and the waving wheat can sure smell sweet when the wind comes right behind the rain.
Welcome back to Okla Said. It is the official Okla Ed podcast. This was a pretty fun week, Scott. We had the Okla Ed Awards.
We did. Mr. Dr. Rick Cobb did a fun job.
Yeah.
That was terrible grammar. I am so sorry. Dr. Cobb did an excellent job moderating, and his questions were very fun.
I wasn't going to make fun of you, but you might have lost Josh Flores or...
Almost Dr. Cersei?
Yeah, Dr. Cersei. But anyway, so the Okla Ed Awards, I was wondering what direction it was going to take. It was broad enough, everybody could still have an answer to throw in here.
It was. It was. He really had some good questions for us, too. How often do we deflect praise on us onto others?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, oh, you know, Aaron, that was so amazing what you did. And you're like, oh, no, really, it was the kids. But this was an actual chance to, like, call people out.
And let them own it.
And yeah, and like, no, you rock, here's why.
Yeah.
And we don't do that often enough as educators, I don't think. I think we deflect too much sometimes.
Yes. Yes. No, you're totally right.
And I'm not saying be prideful or full of hubris. I'm just saying sometimes when you do something amazing, you get the opportunity to own it. And Rick did that with this chat.
I agree.
Yeah.
Well, do you want to dive into
the chat? Yes, let's do the Okla Ed Awards. By the way,
yes,
he had donuts all over the place in this chat, which I thought was hilarious. So,
but also left my palate wanting donuts, and they were only virtual donuts. So.
And I think that's one of the unique things about Okla Ed is donuts comes up all the time. So, you know, you hang out in there, you're going to see some donuts.
Yeah, no, we like the donuts.
We do.
Well, question one, who is the most inspiring person with whom you currently or recently have worked with?
Gosh, I can't remember who I shared on this, but I think I can't. Did I share you? We work together every week almost on stuff.
We work together every week. And I didn't share you. I apologize. But I shared my husband.
Well, way above me.
Totally I'm just me going every week.
Right. I'm just the side luggage to his van haul in the family.
Exactly. He and I are partners in crime. We co-teach. But thank you. You and I have got this weekly podcast, and it's been really fun to work together with you every week.
It has been. It's been enjoyable. And I know that I've worked with some people in the past. I think on this one, I actually called out my good friend Christina, who's in Seattle now, because I really enjoyed working with her when we worked together at Memorial.
And so was she a math teacher as well?
Yeah. What we did was we taught the same course, but different sections. So, we got to the point where if it was planning period, I was in her room or she was in mine, no matter what we were doing. Like,
yeah,
we just worked all the time together, and we enjoyed that season. Too bad she's in Seattle, but good for her. So, So K-Steve Math.
I went with a Laura Pena tweet here. Mm-hmm. She said, ELA teacher, Mustang High School, not to brag too much. But I have, because the question, wait.
Read the question.
No, there was a question. I think she answered this was your introduce yourself. And she answered it as A1. I thought it was funny because he did on the introduce yourself. It said, name an award you've received.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, she put, so I'm not answering the actual question for that. I'm answering the name yourself question. But she said, she was an ELA teacher at Mustang High School. Not to brag too much, but I have over one acting award from Western Oklahoma Community Theater. I have over one. I thought that was so funny.
That's hilarious. I really chuckled when I saw that. I was like, ah, that's a good one. I have over one Western Oklahoma. Yeah. I went with Irresistibly Clever here at Kobe Hampton, and she is one of the high school students that will participate on occasion. Now, she also shared in this chat, and I didn't pick the tweet because it didn't really fit in anywhere, but she shared a picture of her in her Scholastic, I think, academic letter jacket.
Oh.
And okay. I wanted to work that in here somewhere else. So maybe I'll just, maybe at the top of the page, I'll put that tweet just to get us all started. But that's cool. And let it appear. Yeah, to have such pride in, because that takes hard work to get that. Like, just like an athlete takes hard work to get theirs.
Yes.
So anyway, she said, someone that I work with and that inspires me is my leadership class. Everyone in there has an effect on me and how I am as a leader. So kudos to, that's probably going back to Chris Coop.
Yes, I think you're right there.
Question two is, what individual related to Oklahoma Ed is someone you only know through social media but would like to meet in person? I got to tell you, I really had a hard time with this because I've been fortunate enough to meet a lot of the people that I interact with on Twitter.
Yes.
At least once.
You show up to a few Oklahoma Ed events, and I mean, even if it's not an Oklahoma Ed event, it's Ed Camp OKC, Ed Camp Tulsa, iPad Palooza.
Encyclomedia.
Encyclomedia. Thank you. You are going to meet some Oklahoma Ed peeps. Mm-hmm.
But there are some people out there that I would like to meet. I don't think I've never met Aaron Baker or Todd Gregg. I haven't met Miss Pena. I haven't met there's some other people out there that I would love to sit down and just like pick at their brain. You know, like
oh yeah.
I just want to pick at their brain. Learn more.
No, and there were a few people that, so I'm going to just name them off here. Instead of picking a tweet, I picked Angela Little, Kobe Hampton, Josh Turner, Christy Cooper, Madeline Shields. All of you named me in some way, shape, or form. And so I would like to meet all of you as well. I will be at Ed Camp OKC. March 4th, so maybe you should show up there.
I'll be there too.
You know, just saying, just throwing it out there.
I have a session idea for Ed Camp OKC.
What is it?
Meet your Oklahoma Edders.
Meet your Oklahoma. I like that. Yeah. But so, I mean, the other sessions that take place at that time might be empty.
Well, then how amazing would that be?
It would be awesome. It would be awesome. You can write it on the board.
Maybe I will if I can remember in a month. I'll forget it in like 50 minutes. That's a good idea. I should have done that and gone through who had tagged me. But I didn't think to because when I read Madeline Shields' tweet, she is at @made_shields. She said, can I just say all the people I started following because of Oklahoma Ed Chats? Because there are a lot of you. And then she named some specific ones. Kimber Blodgett, Grendel Rick, Coach 57, and of course the host. Of course, the hosts of Okla said, teach from here in eBarnes. So, so I really liked that one. That was pretty fun.
That was good. Well, question three. Among the members of Okla Leg, which representative or senator most reliably supports public education?
And I know I've fallen into this trap where I just poo-poo the entire process. And it wouldn't be hard to go through our archives and go, boy, Scott, you're really talking out of both sides of your mouth. But there are some people down there that genuinely care for making sure that education is doing as well as it can.
Yeah.
And I'm owning that I make some blanket statements sometimes that I shouldn't.
I couldn't imagine.
Right. I know.
But it's probably true.
Probably true. So on this one, I went with Rob Miller because my... Oh, goodness, are you okay over there?
No, I'm so sorry.
Dang. My locally represented officials that I get to pick from are very poor with education, so I'm a bit jaded. But Rob Miller had a great tweet, and he is at EdgeBlogger. He said, I will always have tremendous respect for Representative Katie Hinkey for her courageous stand and support of kids during the RSA battle. She is a true advocate for Oklahoma. And I don't think this is urban legend, But I believe she was almost on bed rest during a pregnancy, and a vote came up, and she drove from Tulsa to Oklahoma City to make sure there was enough votes to do the thing, and then drove back.
Wow.
I could be wrong, but there was some sort of situation like that where she drove down to make a vote and drove back and had a baby or something like that.
Well, I didn't pick any one tweet for this one, but I did want to throw several names out because they were mentioned very often. There were several tweets with these right. people.
Like frequently, frequently shared.
Yes, Katie Hinkie was one of them. J.J. Dossett was another. And Cindy Munson. Several people tweeted that tweeted those names very often. And so shout out to those guys and gals for being great advocates for education.
And there's another one that's in there too. And she's not mine, but she's from the Norman area. Her name escapes me momentarily. But she's a bulldog on some of those issues as well. I just can't think of... Emily Virgin. Does that sound right? So there you go. Okay, question four. Similar to Q3, who in the media does the best job highlighting both the successes and the struggles of public schools? I noticed that I find, and I tweeted Ben Felder underscore KC and Andrea Egger from the Tulsa World. I find that they do a good job of not necessarily glamorizing. They call out stuff when it needs to be called out. They talk about stories that need to be heard. And I feel like, for the most part, what they do is really fair. But other people had some great media that I hadn't even considered.
Well, like Scott Mitchell, with Scott Mitchell Talks, he does a lot of stuff. Thrice Savage does a lot of stuff with the non-doc media. I saw Brett Dickerson put in there. So again, I picked Ange's tweet, but it was because there were several people in there. And then, like you said, from the Tulsa World, Andrea Yeager does a great job at keeping the stories, you know, just level. And like you said, not glamorizing.
I think Brett Dickerson goes with Free Press. So if you're interested in some of that, Free Press is one. Non-doc is the other. And then the Oklahoma Watch. They also do a good job of trying to ferret out, in my view, ferret out what the right from the wrong and everything.
Brett came to the Fierce Women of Okla Ed meetup. We ate dinner together one night, the Fierce Women of Okla Ed. Some of us couldn't be there. But it was a lot of fun, and he showed up at the end because he wanted to like capture that. And it really was a fabulous, you know, night where we all just kind of sat around and chatted and talked education, but just talked about each other. And the experience in the room was tremendous. Mm-hmm. And I thought he did a good job of capturing that.
Well, and he's coming at this also from the lens of being an career educator.
Yes.
So he's got a unique view on that.
Yeah. Well, Q5, what is the best story involving students that you think Okla Ed should know?
So I'm with Kathy Dunn here, and she is at Kathy Dunn, and I believe she's a district admin in Dell City. She said, elementary bot ball in Mid-Dell is one of the most amazing things that I witnessed each year at Chris Paradise. Had kids this year who came to the challenges without the coach at their side. Hashtag Okla Ed, hashtag problem solvers. Yes. How awesome is that? Like, some kid nagged a parent to drag him to a thing where there was basically no school adult person monitoring the situation.
Right.
That's a win. Hashtag winning.
Not drug. They drug their parents.
Yeah, yeah.
Amazing. I went with the Rob Miller tweet on this one. Many great stories to share, but one that inspired me in particular was when several freshman boys in Sand Springs pooled their money together to buy a classmate a new pair of Air Jordans earlier this year. We recognized them at the board meeting.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
It's so sweet. I love, like, you see those videos where they allow the one kid to come onto the court and, you know, play, and I cry at all those little stories. And this one was another kind of like, it brought a tear to my eye I love it when kids do the right thing with no expectations in return.
I know the Edmond High Schools do a community service project every year in the spring, and it's a week long. And as an educator there, it on one hand drove me crazy, but on the other hand, they're all investing in the greater good, and they have raised millions of dollars for all kinds of charities that benefit children. And I know on one hand, when you're driving through Edmond at this time of year, you're like, they're just out on the, you know, at stoplights begging for money. But on the other hand, the work that goes into it in each school to bring that awareness, to go out and hustle up all the donations, it's really impressive.
Yeah. So. Well, Q5B was, have you shared your answer to Q5 with your school board or legislator, the SDE? Will you? Mm-hmm. I think I tweeted, like, I have shared. Right. I am constantly tagging the OHEI Led. But I really liked what John Bennett had to say here. And he did start a hashtag. Maybe you listeners can make the hashtag go further. I love him. He's not even from Oklahoma. But he said, I obviously have none to share. How about a daily hashtag OklaEd student story? Maybe managed by someone in the SDE offices from stories sent to at Joy for OK. And I love that. You know, if you've got a story to share, maybe use that hashtag OklaEd student story. Only the one tweet so far, but I like the idea of highlighting students doing amazing things all the time.
I mean, as educators, we see that.
Right.
And that leads to my tweet from Ms. S. at Kindergarten Rocks. She said, no, miracles like that happen every day in classrooms across the country. You just have to go look for it. And I like what she says there, because she's right. But I think also the ease of which we can share those experiences now that are what our kids are doing through a blog, through a Tumblr, through a Twitter, and tagging those community shareholders and stakeholders, I think it can be just so dang powerful.
Exactly.
Yeah. So I think, John, I think Dr. Bennett there, he's on to something.
Man.
Yeah.
It's almost as if he's considered it a couple of times.
I think he has given it some considering. Question 6. What is the best professional development training, conference, book study, etc. you've experienced in the last few years? My answer to this was to, 1, go to graduate school. Like, if you personally invest in it, not just yes, it's a financial investment, but if you also invest in it, it is tremendous professional development for you. And the other one that I said was that going through the MBCT process, that also is, and both of those come with some potentially some financial strain, but the professional development of working through both of those or one of those, I mean, I'm a way better teacher now than I was 10 years ago.
Yeah. As far as my own professional development, obviously, OklaEd is huge. The Ed Camps are huge. Books that I've read are Lisa Johnson's Cultivating Communication in the Classroom. I really like Scott Barry Kaufman for the books that he's got on the ungifted and Wired to Create. They were great books. So there's a few things that if you haven't seen or experienced, you could possibly in the future. Mm-hmm. Anyway. Again, went with John Bennett here. He was on fire this night.
Yep.
Said, for me in Virginia, it's every OklaEd Twitter chat for sure. And from reports, a co-best would be the Oklahoma Ed Camps for those that can attend. So he, again, was giving huge shout outs to Oklahoma here.
I told him, I said, look, if you'll get here, you can just stay with us.
Yeah.
You can stay at the Hazelwood house and I'll be your personal driver for the weekend.
I love it.
I went with Angela Clark Little. She's at Angem Little. And she said, as a parent and an advocate, I would love to see some sort of advocacy PD available for educators. It might help us have a stronger voice if more felt empowered to speak out in an effective way. I thought this was powerful. One, she has taken that mantle on. She's become an advocate. And has really stepped in there to fill a void. And it was a perfect storm for her to do that. So she has stepped into that. But she brings up a good point here with, it might help us have a stronger voice. And then here it is, if more felt empowered to speak. I think sometimes educators don't want to speak because they're afraid of how it might be perceived in community, how it might be perceived by administration, how it might be perceived by district level people. And I think, and I'm not saying that in every case, but I think there are some cases where people don't share because they're afraid of backlash.
So just thought of another Ed Camp session idea. What if we had a Okla-leg advocacy session where I know Angela and Claudia both have been pouring through the education bills that are going to be proposed. What if we picked 5, 10? There are a ton. But what if we picked a few and just became the masters of those 5 to 10 bills that we could all rally behind, and we could speak to them and become empowered on at least 5 to 10, so that when those bills came up in session, we could all, you know, reach out and talk to, you know, our legislators.
Right. I think your fries are done.
Yeah, I know. Sorry.
Yeah, that's a great idea. I think the other thing to consider here too is that maybe we could just have an advocacy session. Like, how do you start?
That would be good too.
Like, what can I do so that maybe if I am concerned about going against the wishes of my community or administration or whatever, but I have a way to start advocating for myself as a unique educator in the state.
Yeah. Yes.
All right.
Well, question 7. Mm-hmm. What is the best application of technology in teaching and learning that you've seen in schools? This would require educators getting out of their school and into schools. I think some of us have done that through, again, Ed Camps and such. But I liked what Adam Beauchamp. Is that right?
Okay. I'm making this movement right here so I am non-committal on the podcast, but Aaron sees it.
Adam, let us
I think
know
it's Beauchamp.
If I said that correctly.
Beauchamp.
He said CPS Red's makerspace is a prime example of giving students access to technology, then letting them become producers, not just consumers, of their education. Mm-hmm. I love that. Any piece of technology that allows students to create versus just consume or, you know, mindlessly work through something, I'm a big fan of. So, Adam, I love that tweet.
Yeah, that's really good. I went with Amber McMath, and I love Amber McMath. And then her Twitter handle, Mrs. McReading. I chuckle every time. But she said, I'm going to have to give it up for Flipgrid this year. Every lesson plan idea I have ends with, and then we can Flipgrid it.
I love it.
Yep.
Lots of people were giving props to the Flipgrid.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's something if you haven't used. I mean, a lot of people said Flipgrid.
You can get in there for free.
Maybe you should go check it out.
Right. And... Yep. If you're concerned that Flipgrid may not work for you because of how it's organized, but you like the idea, there's another one from Swivel. I can't remember exactly right off the top of my head what it's called, but Swivel has one too called, I don't remember what it's called. My mind went blank. I'll think of it in a minute. But anyway, question 8, name a teacher you have seen recently who is new to the profession and seems to have amazing potential.
I liked this one. I went with the Madeline Shields tweet here, and she is, again, @made_Shields. She said, get ready because the entire OU Education fall class of 2018 is full of amazing future teachers coming to schools near you December 2018.
You know, humble brag, right?
Well, hey, I met several of those kids at, and I don't want to call them all kids, sorry. I met several of those OU education students at iPad Palooza, and there are some really fun things that they're doing. I'm excited by their enthusiasm and the new ideas that they're ready to bring to Oakland.
Yeah, they're doing great too. And with the way that OU has set it up with an iPad in their hands, they're actually working. They're working with that as they go through this process. So when they get into the classrooms, whether it's an iPad classroom or not, they've got some experience of using technology as part of the teaching, not using the technology to do the teaching.
I love it.
I went with Kathy Dunn again, and she said, I can't name just one, but these Del City Stucco kids inspire me with their talent and their heart for people. They are rock stars in my book. How many of them can we grab to lead our classrooms as teachers in Mid-Del, Grindle Rick? And
that's
she tagged at Chris
a great
Coop.
Question. I mean, seriously, that's a great question. I really hope that people realize leadership class would make great leaders of the classroom as well.
Mm-hmm.
Great, great answer.
Yeah, it's really good.
Question 9, now name a veteran educator who seems timeless in his or her ability to both inspire students and adults. This was a fun question.
Mm-hmm.
There were a few people named over and over and over and over and
right.
over and over and over. Claudia Swisher, you were named quite a few times throughout that question.
She was.
Yes. But I did, however, go with Todd Gregg's tweet on this one. He is at Mr. Gregg, and I realize I tagged the wrong person in who I would like to meet because he is at Mr. Gregg. Okay, is anybody else's Twitter having a hard time searching people right now? Are you having a hard time searching people or tagging people?
I haven't had any issues. Maybe your fingers aren't working right.
Maybe you're right. But Todd, I wanted to tag you. I tagged somebody named Todd Gregg out in the world of the Twitters. I'm seeing that now. He said, though, for me personally, my dad, Dr. Bob Gregg, he was administrator for 30 years, retired, and is still serving as interim superintendent various places. I continue to learn so much from him. I love that. I love when people and Mr. Flores has done the same thing with his mother. He, mm-hmm. you know, we've got these generational teachers and educators out there, and I love when they pay homage to their parents.
Yeah, it's great. I went with Stephanie Heim here because she basically tweeted what I was thinking. Most of the tweet was what I was thinking. Some of it, I can't say I think that. Mostly because I don't live in Clinton, but she is at Mrs. Heim, and she said, again, there are so many veteran career teachers that are killing it every single day. I cannot single them out because I would leave someone out. Okla Ed and CPS Reds are stacked with greatness.
I love it.
Yeah. So I'm assuming CPS Reds is stacked with greatness, but I haven't been there, but it appears that way based on what they're doing.
Yes.
So, question 10. Finally, what would you like to celebrate about Okla Ed that I didn't ask tonight? Hashtag make your own award. Now, for whatever reason, I couldn't think of the award I wanted to do at the time, but I think I may have to do the Okla Ed Runner of the Decade Award to Kaz Nelson because she's on like
kidding
day number 900 something in a row of at least I think a mile and a half or 2 miles. I don't know. But she's ran every day. That means
every day.
She's probably had a cold. She's probably had some sort of bug. There's probably been a day when she was not feeling well.
Or just didn't feel like it.
Yeah.
But got out and did it anyway.
Yeah. So no, I didn't
runner
make that
of
word.
The, runner of the Okla Ed for sure.
Yeah.
Well, and you know, I mean, I don't know how many days in a row, but Mr. Rob Miller did a 50 miler this summer. He's, you know. Yeah. Kind of a runner there too.
Yeah, that's pretty. I mean, I ran 4 miles the other day at lunchtime, and I was like, 50.
but 50 miles at the same time, pretty amazing. I went with a Rob Miller tweet on this one. He said, the most active and influential parent in Okla Ed for the past 5 years has to be Ann Jim Little,
yep.
Miss Angela Clark. I mean, Angela Little.
Hashtag Dilly Dilly.
What's Dilly Dilly? What is that?
That's the Bud Light commercial. Okay, when we get done podcasting today, just do a Google YouTube.
Okay.
Search for Dilly Dilly. The commercials are pretty funny.
Don't watch commercials because I just don't have that kind of TV, you know?
Yeah, I know.
So I don't see the cool
weird over there. I've
seen 45 times in an episode.
Yeah, but they are pretty. They're pretty funny. There's several of them. Yeah, they go together. I went with Josh Deadline Flores, but he's changed his name to something else, which escapes me at the minute. But
no, I can tweet effectively with grammar or something like
that. So anyway, he said Tina Fey award to at Mrs. Beck 25, because seriously, how many talents can one person have and do them all well?
Right? No, that was, when I saw that, I was like, perfect name to the award, yeah. Obviously.
And then I went with another one from Josh Deadline Flores as well. Now, Jennifer Williams isn't in our Oakland Ed Chats very often, but if you'll follow her Twitter account, she's a powerful voice for diversity and inclusion, and her life story is really unique and can speak a lot into us as teachers, I think.
Yes.
And so she's big in ELA. She's really creative. She tries to do amazing stuff with kids. And so Josh's award for her was most likely to make Sailor's Blush award to at Jen Will Teach for fearlessly sharing ideas for a crucial revamp of ELA curriculum. And she's blunt and honest.
Very much so.
Yeah. So there you go. And then I added in there the flying donut gif that Dr. Cobb tweeted at the end of the chat. You get a donut, and you get a donut, and you get a donut. So there you go. Boom sauce tweets.
Boom sauce tweets. Mine was going back to the OK leg question where we were shouting out Dr. John Bennett. He says, I know there are many, but remember no names. Thanks to all that get it. Many of,
reading is hard.
No, I know. May those who don't find their beds filled with elephant dung. Thanks to all that get it. But may those who don't find their beds filled with elephant dung. That was just funny.
You know, and I'm just going to imagine that when an elephant goes poopies, there is a lot of it.
It's probably, yeah, there's probably a lot.
I mean, I'm just tossing it out there. So, okay, my boom sauce tweet was from Angie Dixon. She is at Angie Dixon, and she said, first time to be a part of Okla Ed. Loved it. Very inspiring and positive. Great way to end the weekend. Have a great week.
Yay!
Bang.
Bang.
Bang. So, yeah, that was a really fun chat.
Agreed.
I was, part of me though was sort of hoping there'd be a opportunity for some sort of snark situation potentially maybe in there somewhere. But Dr. Cobb did a really good job of...
He kept us all on
the up. Yeah. And if you'll go back and look at like the graphic and things like that, the Okla Eds, it's the first annual Okla Eds, and the O is a donut. Yeah. So
well, next week on the Twitter chats, Miss Talenia Nor 4.
Yeah, and I'm excited to hear what this chat.
I am too, and it's the topic is hashtag observe me.
Yeah, it'll be really good, and this is her first time to host.
I am very excited. She is a wonderful woman.
Yeah,
and can't wait to see what she has in store for us.
And if you are a math teacher, hook up with her through the Twitters, and if you're interested in PBL, she's your gal, she's your go-to, and she's right here in our state. So so there you go. And then and then the next week is Super Bowl.
Okay,
so we'll be having chat. Wait, you said that like you're not gonna watch the Super Bowl.
I'm not gonna watch.
So I believe Doug Brown is hosting in 2 weeks.
Yes.
And then Brant Nyberg and I are hosting the week after that.
Mr. Wyoming.
Mr. Wyoming.
And
Mr. Uh-huh. We're going to talk about sacred cow tipping. So just stew on that for a couple weeks.
Yeah. We'll see about that. It happens every week, though, at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. Be there or be a trapezoid.
Be a Luddite. Nobody wants to be a Luddite.
Nobody wants to be a Luddite. No, no.
I mean, I guess maybe you do. All right. But you shouldn't want to be.
All right.
All right, educators. You know what to do. Go out and dominate the world.
You see that? See that guy?
I usually like to flirt.
So more along the lines of a seasoned vet style.
I know.
They're only saying you're doing fine, Oklahoma, Oklahoma, okay.